We are at the end of our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 to 13. This is the fourth time we've done it, so probably by now you've memorized it, maybe. One would hope. But let's hear those words again from 2 Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Thank you, God, for great is your faithfulness indeed. So I said, we've come to the last verse of the hymn Paul reminded his followers of in 2 Timothy in a letter written while he was in prison for preaching the gospel, the good news of salvation available through Jesus Christ. These profound lines were meant to encourage the new believers. They emphasize God's strength and power and the work of Christ. The first line of the song reminds us, if we have died with Jesus, we will live with him. The comfort there ensures us there is something beyond this life, and it has been revealed to us by Jesus' own death and resurrection. We reenacted that death and that rising from the dead when we are baptized in Jesus' name. We are placed beneath the waters and raised to walk again in newness of life. The second line encourages us to keep on keeping on, to endure all the troubles facing us in this weary world, because just as Jesus endured, we can too. In the life beyond this life, we will reign, not rule, with Jesus. For Jesus, reigning means serving others, not trying to bully them or lord it over them or make them subservient to him. Serving meant getting down on your knees and washing other people's feet. It meant touching and healing people, whoever asked for it. It meant reaching out to others to hear their stories and soothe their souls. The third line is a stark warning. If we deny Jesus, he will also deny us, it says. Jesus does not force us to believe. His is a gentle and warm and enticing welcome, not harsh or interspersed with fear. While it's unsettling to think Jesus would ever say to anyone, "Depart from me, I never knew you," we also remember how he gave Peter a second chance to embrace him after he denied knowing Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. The final line of the hymn tells us, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. There are many things that tug at our hearts and our hopes and try to take our eyes off the Lord and undermine our faith. Fear is a big faith-straining tactic. Faith can overcome fear, but the opposite is true too. Fear can overcome faith. Again, we think of Peter walking on the water towards Jesus and then starting to sink when he took his eyes off the Savior and began to focus instead on the wild waves and listen to the howling of the wind instead of Jesus' gentle voice. Peter let his fear overcome his faith. Yet Jesus stayed on top of the water and reached a hand down to him and pulled him back up with a gentle admonishment. You of little faith, why did you doubt? Peter's faith faltered, but Jesus's never did, and it never will. God has made many wonderful promises to us. We started off this year looking at some of those promises, the promise of peace, the promise of power, the promise of protection, the promise of purpose. God has kept every single promise God has ever made to us. Just to name a few, God promised to be with us through flood and fire, rain and hardship. Check. God promised to cover us with love and mercy and grace, even when we didn't deserve it. Check. God promised to send us a Savior to redeem us and heal us and reconcile us to God so we could indeed one day reign with Jesus, not just someday in the heavenly realm, but in the here and now. Check. Can you think of a promise God has not kept? Even when we doubt, even when we fear, perhaps especially when we doubt and especially when we fear, Jesus remains faithful. He will not say one thing and then do something that would negate any of his promises. He is pure truth. He does not lie. Jesus has promised to walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus has promised to heal our souls and give us rest. Jesus has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We all have these times of darkness of the soul when we feel abandoned, lost, and alone, forsaken. Times when we feel we can't feel God near us. Times when we think we have behaved so badly, so awfully, so unrighteously that there's no way God would ever, could ever, should ever accept us and forgive us and love us. But Paul has told us in another letter to believers in Romans 8, verses 38 through 39, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I think he covered the gamut. Nothing can separate us from God's love that is embodied in Jesus Christ. Nothing. Jesus' invitation to come and find rest, a new life, and a future, and a hope is still active. He's still holding out a nail-scarred hand to draw us close to him. We can count on God to continue to love us, to help us, to always be there for us as a supporting presence, even in the worst of times, even if we are at times faithless. I think sometimes we are faithless when we think God isn't answering our prayers the way we expect or want God to answer them. Sure, sometimes that messes with our faith, asking and asking and seemingly getting no reply from God. In those times, the faith we must have is knowing that, as Paul said elsewhere in Romans, all things work together for good for those who love God. In those times, we must pray the most sincere prayer we can ever utter, the same prayer Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night when he was betrayed, not my will, but thine, O Lord. Faith and trust go hand in hand. So we must have faith that God knows what God is doing. And whatever happens to us, God has in mind a purer and higher and more perfect purpose for our lives, even if our faith in God's ability to come through for us falters, as Peter's faith did that night on the lake. Jesus is steadfast and permanent, like a bright beacon, a strong tower that we can flee to for shelter, sustenance, and restoration. Our unfaithfulness does not annul Christ's faithfulness. It can't. However harsh our faithlessness may be, Jesus' faithfulness has endured from everlasting to everlasting and beyond, and it is still available to us. Think of it this way. Our faithlessness may seem all-consuming, but it's just a drop in the vast ocean of Jesus' love. Our faithlessness may seem strong and impossible to counteract, but Jesus' faithfulness is stronger and unwavering. Remember how he told us that if we have the faith of a mustard seed, just a teeny tiny bit of faith, we can do great things with and for him. So even our mustard seed of faith gets swallowed up in the gigantic ocean of Jesus' love. We will never out-faith Jesus. When we're feeling lackluster and drained by all the things, we can rely on our faith in Jesus to get us through. Do you need a pick-me-up today to reignite your fading faith? Here are some more thoughts from the Bible about God's faithfulness. Let these words flow into your heart and hold on to them to increase and enhance your faithfulness. You, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. You are the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Your faithfulness, God, is as firm as the heavens. God says, I will not be false to my faithfulness. And so we know the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. The Lord rewards everyone for their righteousness and their faithfulness. For all the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. And especially in these trying times, hear these words in the book of Esdras, which is in the Apocrypha. Faithfulness shall flourish, and corruption shall be overcome, and the truth, which has been so long without fruit, shall be revealed. We must have faith that it will be so. Let us pray. God, thank you for this faithful saying about our faithful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Help us to learn to trust him more and teach us to trust in your perfect plan to help us, heal us, and bring us home to you. Amen.